Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'll be discussing how to build great workplace culture with our special guest, Catherine Monson, CEO and President of Fast Signs International. Just to give you a little bit of background of Catherine, back in 2009, she joined Fast Signs International, taking over a mature brand during one of the worst recessions in U.S. history and revitalizing it to market leadership both in the sign industry and in franchising. Catherine repositioned the Fast Signs brand to grow the number of locations to over 600 worldwide. She also serves on the executive committee of the International Franchise Association Board of Directors and the board of, and also on the board of directors of Early Childhood Franchisor, The Learning Experience. She was featured on Undercover Boss in 2012 and joins us back today to discuss how to drive culture in your business. And Catherine, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And let me first ask you, how do you define culture in a company?
Well, first, Chuck, thanks for having me back. I appreciate that very, very much. It's a joy to get together with you. You know, I think that every company, every organization has a culture. And if the leadership doesn't define it and create it, somebody else will. And very often that somebody else will be someone who has different goals and objectives than the leadership of the company does. It's very easy, if leadership isn't driving the culture, to have a negative culture develop from the existing staff. And I'm not saying that existing staff is negative, but outside of leadership, anything can develop. So if I think about Fast Signs International, when I got here in 2009, we had certainly been a leader in the industry. We had gotten a little complacent for the prior several years. We were not as innovative as we had been previously or were since I've arrived. And, you know, folks didn't have the same focus on results-oriented growth. And so early in my tenure, I gave a lot of thought to what did I want the culture to be here? And I put together a list. It was a couple sentences that talked about how I wanted this place to be. I wanted it to be results-oriented, not activity-oriented. I wanted it to be growth-focused. And I wanted it to have a reflection of what I think makes people or organizations successful, which would be, you know, very positive outlook and very goal-directed with a sense of urgency. And so I kind of put those words together. I have a few sentences that describe that. And then from there, I created our company's four key strategic objectives because I felt it was important for everybody on the team, all 100 plus Fast Signs International team members, to know every day how to spend their time. We all have more things to do every day than we can ever get done. I have yet to have a day where I finish everything on my to-do list and it's like 2 in the afternoon. It hasn't happened unless it's a Sunday and I've been working all weekend. But we all have to prioritize, and by creating the four key strategic objectives, which are a reflection of our company culture, everybody on the team knows what they should be working on because they're going to have to prioritize, and they can do that prioritization because of the four key strategic objectives.
So what do you think makes a company a great place to work for the employees?
Well, first off, you need to understand that if you don't have happy, engaged, empowered employees, you can't be a good organization. So one, I think, is to create a culture that is based on rewarding and recognizing achievement and results. We work very hard at Fast Signs when someone does something outstanding to make sure everybody knows about it, to celebrate it, to thank them personally, whether that's by me coming and thanking them or sending them a thank you note or a gift card in the mail, or whether it's praising them in front of everyone at a monthly company meeting. We really try to reward positive contribution. So I think that's part of it. I think another thing to make a company a great place to work for employees is just to have a nice atmosphere. You know, we make sure we've got a clean office, we got nice decor, we provide fresh fruit for employees, we've got, you know, all the coffee and tea that they can drink. We try to have celebrations and parties and other events. Food is always a good thing. Everybody loves to eat food. And then I think it's to give them the tools and the training they need to excel. Nobody's going to have fun and love what they're working if they're constantly failing or if they don't have the tools to do the job well. So on a regular basis, we're asking our team, Is there training you need? Are there tools you need? Do you have the software you need? What is it you need to really excel at your position? Because when people are excelling, they feel great about themselves. When people feel great about themselves, they love coming to work. And then the other piece is, rarely do people leave jobs. They tend to leave managers. And so we try very hard, and we're not perfect. Certainly we know that we can continue to improve, but we try to teach every one of our supervisors and managers to understand that it's their job to have a great relationship with their employees, to ask them how they're doing, to praise them when they are doing well, to do specific one-minute reprimands if they're dropping the ball, to make sure everybody has goals, understands how to achieve those goals, and gives their people the tools and training they need to succeed.
So do you think how people feel about coming to work really makes a difference?
Absolutely. If someone hates coming to work, number one, they're going to be late every day. They're going to be sick more often. Right. They're going to get less done during the day. And it isn't fun for them. Who would want to have a team of employees or any single employee that doesn't want to come to work? I mean, I come to work and I love it. I love what I do. I can't wait to get here. The days fly right by and I continue to think about work and do things at home at night. Now, nobody has to be... Not everyone has to be the workaholic that I am, but I love what I do and I love coming to work. And if people love coming to work, they're going to be happier. They're going to be more enjoyable to be around. They're going to treat customers and prospective customers better because they enjoy what they're doing. It makes a world of difference.
Definitely that trickle-down effect.
Absolutely.
So why does building great culture also lead to better performance? You kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, because positive culture develops positive employees that feel engaged and empowered and like what they're doing, and that's going to lead to better performance.
So how can you reinforce culture in a visual way?
Well, the thing that's great about Fast Signs International is we are in the signage and visual graphics business. And so if we just look at what we've done in our corporate offices here, we've worked very hard to take visual representations of our company's culture and our company's values and put them around. So one example is we have an area in the building, it's the longest hall in the building called Inspiration Hall. And it is full of positive quotes about goal-directed behavior, positive mental attitude, self-motivation, never stopping learning, being a leader, etc. And I have many of our team members come by and tell me, I love walking down Inspiration Hall. I learned something today. What I get a kick out of is when I put a new quote up, and we don't tell anybody that we put a new quote up, and someone comes in and says, hey, I saw you put a new quote up. And so I just think there's lots of things from a visual graphics perspective that people can do in their companies to reinforce a company's culture and a company's values. As an example, our branding includes icons of our expanded products and services. And so we have those icons on the walls in a very high visual impact way. I'm not going to get into the technical aspect that it's, you know, acrylic with beveled edges and second surface mounted. Oh my God, I just got technical and got carried away. But there are ways to visually decorate an office that reflects a company's culture, and any local Fast Signs franchisee or their outside salesperson could certainly help a company do just that.
So you mentioned Inspiration Hall. Do you have a favorite quote that you might use in this type of situation or this, you know, related to this topic?
I tell you, I have lots of favorite quotes. You know, one happens to be a diamond is a piece of coal that took stress really, really well. I think it's my job as a leader, even in the most stressful of situations, to act in a graceful and positive way. We all have, you know, challenges in our lives, and it's my job, no matter if an ugly thing is happening in my personal life, not to have that be reflected in how I act and behave at the office. So whenever I have those stressful days, which are really not that often, I remember that a diamond is a piece of coal that took stress really, really well, and that I always want to be a diamond.
So Catherine, I'd like to end on if I always like to end these podcasts with a main takeaway or any tips that you can leave our audience with. But what ideas can you share on constant improvement and culture?
First, I think it's the leader's role to determine what the culture needs to be. I'd write it down. I'd have a couple adjectives, you know, 10 to 12 adjectives, 8 to 12 adjectives that describe the culture you want, and then spend some time with your team sharing what that culture is, have some goals for the company that reflect that culture, and then you have to reinforce them constantly. And you have to live that yourself. You can't say, do as I say and not as I do. You need to live that culture each and every day.
Catherine, thanks again for being with us. We really appreciate all the insight that you have offered today on today's topic on how to build great workplace culture. I'm always learning something from you when you're here. Hope to have you back again in the future. And thanks to our audience for listening. I'm Chuck Kaler, and we've just wrapped up another episode of the B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Science International. Tune in next time for our next exciting and informative episode in our podcast series.